on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, good evening, folks. Welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Wednesday night.
Quickie.
We come on the show tonight with heavy hearts.
Major heavy heart.
You know, we are Fort Recovery. We are the MAC. But when something like this happens, we are Coldwater Cavaliers.
Absolutely.
And we was talking before we went on the air, Fee, and you would be in the, you know, assistant baseball coach, and with Jerry, and you talked to Jerry today, and mm-hmm. and it's just unbelievable when you have somebody like that who you really admire and you look up to, and he didn't have too many enemies, and you had talked about how the thing about Harley was, and I'll let you talk about it, but how when we was really struggling, our baseball program, he was always there to help us and help you guys.
Yeah, I mean, we started out at, and hell, we were 1-16 or something our first year, and you know, and Harley would do anything to help you, you know, and he really did. He helped us out anytime we needed something, you know, Jerry could call him or anything, and he would love to help us out, and he wanted us to do good, you know, and then until we beat him. And then he kicked our ass.
Yeah,
okay. And he was like, no, wait a minute. But just such a good guy. And I always liked him because he respected me. He always came up to me every game, you know, before games and stuff, and we talked. And just a great guy.
He was. And when you think about rivalries, and Fort Kevin Core doesn't have a rivalry, but what Fort Kevin Core has is a lot of friends.
Yeah.
A lot of family. A lot of people from Coldwater who, you know, there's a pretty stiff bond between Fort Kevin and Coldwater people.
Sure are.
And you know, and I don't, you know, them guys that live over at McSober's, you know, and
oh yeah.
And you know,
yeah, I mean,
it's just unbelievable when something like this happens and you feel so bad for his family and all the Coldwater people. And it's just a somber day, and it's gonna be a tough. I know the viewing is Sunday, and the funeral, I think, is Monday. According to, is what, well, I shouldn't say that, but that's just what they're saying at the school. So, B. Harley, God love you, man.
Yeah, sure, man.
You know, he was always nice to Fort Covey Radio. Anytime we went over there, he would come press box. We'd set up, and he would, hey, you guys need anything, and he was a class guy. And Spencer, you talked about how he always went out of the way to come over and say hi to you. And,
yeah.
And that takes a lot, because a lot of guys really hate you.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if he was faking it. And I remember first time I ever really saw him, I'd heard of him, of course, after he graduated from UD and set just about every record there was down there for home runs and whatever. He was playing Friday night softball league with St. Anthony guys, the McKibben boys, Shane and Corey, and a couple other people, but he was just a really good guy. He fit with all those people down there on Friday Night League that everybody kind of sits around and chit-chats with each other when the games are over, and he was that kind of person, I got to know him some. And before he was the coach and after he was coach and while he was coach, anytime he saw me, he'd always be talking to me.
Yeah.
Last night was the only time that I can remember that I saw him, that he didn't get a chance to talk to him, because it was at least a 20-30 minute conversation with somebody he was sitting there with, and I don't know who it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was walking down the steps, and he waved at me, and I waved at him, smiled, and I went on out the door, and about had a, I didn't know what to say this morning. I just didn't know.
Everybody was stunned. It was, I think, you know, we talked to Block and texted Block back and forth. And,
and
Block was with him this weekend. They were celebrating Hardy's birthday at Lake James.
And, yeah, gone.
And, you know, Block said, I just can't believe it. I just absolutely can't believe it. And I talked to Dart, and Dart was going to call in tonight, but I know
it's tough. Yeah.
It is. And
it's tough. Those guys
I just asked him, you know, hey, if you want to come out and talk to say anything. And he texted me. He said, I got a lot of people at the bar here. And I understand that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I just know that, I know this, is that when you take a guy like Harley and you touch as many young people's lives as he did, and you think about that, all the kids that he coached,
26
and all the
years,
kids that he taught. I mean, fifth grade teacher.
Wow.
20-some years, and they loved him. They respected him. He loved them. And Fort Recovery Radio sends our condolences
absolutely
to the Hartlement family and the Coldwater community.
We're sure thinking of you, and the prayers are out for you.
Yep, we'll be right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.